Psalm number 24, as I close this service. It will not be right to go on without mentioning that Prophet Isaac is here. And we especially want to thank God for his life, because this time last year was in a coma. And God raising him up and God helping him, I think it is worth us saying thank you, Jesus, for his life. We appreciate you, sir. Psalm 24, verse 1. It starts with the earth. I'm going to continue these at the midweek service. But God taught me to tell you these things. I thank you for appreciating my birthday, but Pastor Sam has clarified what that means. In the beginning was the Word, and we found God's birthday in the Word. God wants me to tell you that he doesn't read the news, he reads your heart. No way, you didn't get it. When God looks down to the earth, he looks at the heart of man. When God looks at the earth, his page of encounter with you is what is written in your heart, not what your hand is doing. Because if what is written in your heart remains, your hand will do what is right. Man's hands can write things against you, but we know that's not what their heart is writing, because they know the truth. They know that you are a force that is truly changing lives. They know that you are a force of change in our community. Your willingness to dare to introduce people to this life is a daring. Churches don't do it. You don't go to a church of 1,000 people and you are given the microphone on the first day. Some people in church for years and the pastor will not even recognize what they do. But these pastors have to do it that way because the heart of man is desperately wicked. And the intent of heart is so dodgy that no man, so pastors shield themselves. But you cannot shield yourself from purpose. I'm not sure you're ready for the word, Joe. So God's introduction starts with in Psalm 24 about the earth. I've got just 15 minutes for this. And he introduces himself as the owner. He introduces himself as the one who owns all things. And this gathering today is owned by God. It is not owned by Spark Nation. This can be Spark Nation today. It can be what nation. I love what nation do. I'm even considering it. So God introduces himself, ladies and gentlemen. But he speaks through another interesting character called David. Time will not permit me to speak about David today. For God began to teach us how to face battles and how to walk through the valley of the shadows of death. I love that word of prophecy. Do not be afraid of the beast of the earth. If you are going to rise in life, you will meet beasts of the earth. And their job is not to play with you. Their job is to tear you apart. But they only act on fear. They only respond to fear. They can smell it. They can feel fear. They can know when you're afraid of them from a distance. And what you, Spark Nation, is saying to the world, including their people in power and their media, is we will not give you the smell of fear. Because we are not afraid of the beast of the air. Can I hear an amen tonight?
Yes, sir.
Jesus has been crucified. I'm not going to be. It's not going to work. We're going to take the nations. Because what God says is, you know, Oh my God.
Are you sure you love the word, dude?
I've just got to. Okay, I'll calm down.
Do you realize that the children of Israel had never been soldiers? They've never been fighters. But guess what? What Pharaoh did not know is that the affliction that he kept putting on them daily was building a resistance in them. So they were not soldiers with sword, they were soldiers with perseverance. For perseverance itself is a sword of the spirit. Perseverance is a weapon of warfare. Perseverance is a weapon of... So when God says, stand alert. So the children of Israel came around Jericho and he wanted to introduce the first weapon to them called perseverance and endurance. So he said, you don't have the power to pull down this wall, right? He said, but persevere around this wall. So he said, don't talk. Go around the wall 7 times, 7 days. And I began to say, God, what kind of weapon is this? They were enduring, looking for people who can do the meaningless, and can continue to do the meaningless. It doesn't seem to have a meaning, but they are going through. How did this become a bulldozer? How can silence become a bulldozer? How can repeating the same thing become a bulldozer? Did you hear what I just said? I said bulldozer. So, have you done that tug of war thing before? There is a leader in front, and the people at the back, they are pulling together, persevering. Shaliakata, Ikalito Suprahande. I'm just wondering if there are persevering soldiers in this house who can say, it doesn't matter what they are doing to or against us, God is with us, and we're going to just keep pushing until we win, because you are beginning to win right now, right?
Let me keep to this. Psalm 24. I never knew perseverance was a weapon. As a matter of fact, all the fruit of the Spirit are weapons of the Spirit. Whatever army has food wins. There was a war in Nigeria called Biafra. Now, I don't want to go into the sensationalization of that. But in order to win those who want to, the secession, those who wanted to create their own country, a man from the same country came, a leader came and said, you know what to do? Seize their food supply. If you seize it, they can't fight anymore. What does that mean, PT? Now, the fruit of the Spirit are this. When war is going on, the enemy will soon run out of food, but you will have food. Because they are fruit of the Spirit. They are not grown on health. Lord, they miss that. I told you they will. I said, armies are fighting. Everybody is under siege. But there is a fruit that grows that doesn't grow on sand. It does not grow on soil. It grows on the Spirit. Spark Nation, you know what God told us? He said, now, create more ground for fruit to grow. The Spirit of God. For when that grows, there's fruit. So sometimes you will not have money, but you will have the fruit of the Spirit. Now the fruit of the Spirit are this: love, faith, joy. Ay-ya-ya-ya-ya.
Now joy is about to cease in the world. You're not hearing me. They didn't hear me on that side, guys. Let me tell you something. When famine arose in the land, Isaac had plenty. Not because of the seed he sowed on the earth, but the fruit of the Spirit. Now the Spirit is the Word. God told them, do not leave this land. And Isaac sowed in that land in that year. What did he sow on? He sowed on the Word. So joy is about to cease in the world, but you will have joy. You know why? Because they don't grow on earth. They don't grow on sand. They grow in the Spirit. Now the fruit of the Spirit. I need a big farmland. I need a big yard. That's the Holy Ghost. Tell the Word. The reason why you love PT is not what they think. It's the Word. That's all God has given me. Not money. Word.
Okay, well. I've been asking that Psalm 24 be read, but they're not reading it.
The earth is the Lord's.
He owns the earth. Now, we've used this to pray many times, forgetting that's not the gist. I want to pray quickly. How many more minutes? Wow. I have just 9 more minutes. The earth is the Lord's, and what?
And everything in it.
That's the earth. Then he's going to talk about the next thing. What is it?
The world.
The system. Oh my God.
Yes, sir.
The world means the cosmos. The system and the structure. So an MP thinks it can talk against you and end everything. Power belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, their system,
yes,
and those who... So people don't live on earth, they live in the world. People live in a system. Is anyone on fire here today? The world and all who live inside it. We all live in a system. Banking is a system. NHS is a system. It's called the National Health Scheme. Housing is a system. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. The systems.
Yes, sir.
Every system.
Yes, sir.
Where you walk. You want God to bless you financially. He said, let's recognize the source of this first. The system belongs to him. So we've got to look for where he lives so that we can walk with him and walk against the system in order to make the system better for those who have to live in the system. The poor you will always have among you. Jesus blessed them so that they can help the poor. You didn't hear what I just said. Anyway, okay, let me just move past that. Talk to me, Pastor Faye.
For he founded it.
He is the founder. Where did he found the earth? On the ground? Where did he found it?
On the seas.
Listen. The real world system is on the sea. That's why your dream is important. The wealth of the earth is underneath the sea. But it was in the sea that he created dry ground for them. Not that they may live in the sea, but that they may walk through the sea. So there was sea and dry ground. Where did he establish the earth? On the sea.
And established it on the waters.
There was no establishment of earth where we walk today. It never said he established it on dry ground. So where have we been living? Should I stop and continue this on Thursday? Where have we been walking? Look at this. Not one mention of this place we found ourselves. So listen to this, guys. There has been a London city before the one you live in. It's underneath. Nations perished. Locations perished. Go do your research. And cities are built upon cities. So we are living in a fake world. This is not Pastor Toby's ideology. Please, for God's sake, look at the Bible. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. So where is this? Where is this world that we live in? 5 more minutes, oh my God. Where is this world? So this world is so funny that the systems here, ruled by the systems in the real world that God created. The system here is you live for a long time, you work hard, then you die. And there is no remembrance of a person anymore. We're not living in the real world. Now he asks a question. David is so unbelievable. Talk to me.
Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place?
I cannot if I don't know the place. So we love London City and it's beautiful. Dubai and the United Arab Emirates or Qatar was built on dry ground. From nowhere they built everything. So it means that man can create an artificial world anywhere he wants and call it whatever he wants. I see people ascending that hill and doing things that this world will never expect you to do. You will break barriers. You will overcome territories. Can I hear a better amen tonight? I was told that the wealth under the sea is way more. Things that were just lost, ships, people, vanish, disappear. And not just Bermuda Triangle. Everyone vanish and they can't find anything. There's a world beyond this world. This is not conspiracy theory thing. I've just read verse 2 of the Bible that we all carry as Christians. The only problem is nobody told us that he didn't found it upon dry ground. No more mention of dry ground. Upon the seas, are you listening, Pastor? And established, the establishment of the earth is upon many waters. It is, no, there is, please. Sometimes I read the Bible and I think, am I crazy or is it the... Because it's black and white. Why did he give them dry land? I think I'm feeling this is too much for Sunday already. No. Yeah. Who may ascend to the mountains of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place?
The one who has clean hands and a pure heart.
Who does not?
Who does not trust in an idol.
Or swear
by a false god.
They will receive blessing from the Lord.
And vindication from God their Savior.
Such
is the generation of those who seek him. Who seek your face, God of Jacob.
Wait. Another translation says, this is Jacob. Jacob's real name was Supplanter. Like a cheat. But they referred him as the God of Jacob. That does not make you live a cheat in life. But he said Jacob has fault. But Jacob understands the going. God was reading Jacob. People were reading his wrong action. God was reading his heart. So the earth is the Lord's means, one, the earth is a church. The world is a church. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But guess what happens? The world is in trouble. Jesus came. The lion and the lamb came. The second church, he who has a clean heart and a pure heart, a clean hand and a pure heart, will be lifted to the mountains of the Lord. That is the place of crucifixion. It carried the sin of the world, but he is the only one that can come up.
Because he who knew no sin became sin for you, that you may become the righteousness of God. So he was laid in front of the world. He did not do anything wrong, but the world accused him of everything wrong. Why? So that he can come up to the ears of the Lord, because he has a pure heart, and his purity, he worked with Judas. His purity made him open up everything, and Judas said, I catch you. But he's the only one that can ascend to the mountains of God, because that is the church God is looking for. In case you don't believe me, let me read to you that your heart is a church. There is a gathering in your heart. What the devil wants to attack with all media attack is your church. The art church, not the earth church. If the earth church is right, you will change the earth church, because it belongs to God. The reason why he invites you, the reason why he invites you to the holy hills, is so that you can change the earth church. Jesus came from the earth church. Earth. It came from the earth church because it's been to God. Let me tell you another person that went to the earth church. His name is John the Revelator. John went on the island of Patmos. He did not do anything wrong, but they banished him to that island. But that was the mountain of God, because you cannot get to that mountain unless you are accused wrongly. When you are accused wrongly, you will begin to say, but my heart was right. Shalikatu zabrihakata rabade bokosoto priande rikatuza mangra nazakataya. Those in the world today, no matter what anybody says about you, those will not know that your heart is right. But then they will say, but why are they doing this to them? Shut up. You are not prophetic. You don't know the word. It has to be so, because the pure heart must go to the mountain. You don't drive a Ferrari to the mountain. You don't drive a Lamborghini to the mountain. You drive accusation to the mountain. You drive there. Look at Jesus, who has a pure heart, carrying the cross. That was his car. In that place. You don't drive a car there. You carry a car. He will follow me. Let him carry his cross and follow me. Jesus, where are you going? He said, I need to go to a mountain. Peter betrayed him, but he called him to the mountain. The first call was revelation. It gave him a word. He said, follow me. I need you to listen to this part. Peter will betray Christ, but he will have two calls. Just like when he was by the sea, twice Jesus said, follow me. Twice. But that was proverbial of something bigger. The first call was, follow me to the mountain. Peter followed. And that was the mountain of transfiguration. You remember that one? After that, he saw transfiguration and he still denied Christ. But the second calling did it for Peter. Say, Peter, when you were young, then he said, do you love me 3 times? He told him, now you were carried. You sit in the car and it carries you. The car you sit in that carried you, at a point you would have to now carry it. Our leaders are under attack. Don't listen to nobody sympathizing with you. They will destroy you. The Spark Nation car carried you. Now to enter the hills of the Lord, you will get out of the car and you will carry it. And you will be going unstoppable by any force. You are going to a mountain. You are not going there to be crucified. You are going there to see. John was not going to be crucified again. He will see the King of Glory. And guess what John will come back to do? Not crucifixion. John will come back to give them the revelation of like 10 million years after.
ahead. John will see ahead because they knew him with Jesus. And now they want to punish him for knowing him with Jesus. He has to carry that. Don't let the devil deceive you that you'll be crucified there. It will look like, but it is not. Are you listening to me? Choir, you can mount the pulpit. Sorry, I've got to tell you this quickly. So there are two churches there. You can't read this. You can't follow my pace. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 13. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. It didn't tell them not to lose church. It said, don't lose heart. The real church is the art church. That's why people may not understand how Spark Nation operate, because it is a writing from the heart. It is not an earth church. So you don't look like the earth church. In the earth church, they don't dance like you dance. What they do is just formality. Whatever they met here, they just keep doing it. That's earth. But there is an art church. We don't know what we're doing, but it comes from the heart. It's called naive. But in the eyes of God, it is his heart pouring it out to a new generation, that Christ may dwell where? Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17. That Christ may dwell where? In your church building, in your heart, true faith, an unseen world, a water world that you have not seen with your own eyes, that you do not know, but by faith you know you live in another world. Are you listening to me? That's Ephesians 3:17. Ephesians 4:18. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of where? Because of the, exactly, because of the blindness of their heart, not their eyes. I'd rather be blind at eyes. People see with eyes. So that's why they see the world and the earth. But who will ascend to the hills of God? It will see with his heart. His heart, his heart. My heart tells me to keep doing good. My heart tells me to keep helping young people. My heart tells me to keep sowing. I'm sowing from my heart. I'm not sowing from my logic. Shout aloud, amen. I love this one. God tells me, where should the choir come from? I said, by forming it in church, we're about to praise God for a heart. Everybody may persecute us, but there is a church of the heart. That's what God has called you to be. And if you deviate from that, you miss all the purpose. If you deviate from that, you... Speaking. Ephesians 5:19. I'm told we have to stop now. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing. Where? Singing. And making melody. Where now? Where does the choir come from? Not my voice. Not the formation of Pastor Ashley. That's fine. But if it is not making melody in your heart, you're making melodies in your heart. You are mixing. You're not making melody. That's the people you call producers. No, you don't understand now. Producers make melody. They mix things. So it's a making melody in your heart. No wonder Paul can sing in the spirit. He was singing in the spirit. He can never see Katarabaya de Boko Shabaya. Rababa sika tozo zozo Maria na 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 na. Ikalia talia Maria tabaraba shata diyerere. Irababa shata ya dada Maya. Ikababa sukalia ta malika brado soso soso priya katalia kata. So when I tell Pastor Lucy I need to study and I close the door and I'm there for 3 hours, what I'm doing is I'm trying to mix melody. You know you mix melody with negative news too. You've not seen worrying people. They will mix their past, their present, and they will conclude on their future. Now when daddy is angry or when mommy is angry, you know what she's doing? You know what he's doing? He's dancing to a melody in his heart. So he said, I'm tired.
dancing. Instead of dancing in the Holy Ghost, dancing in the things of the Spirit. Because my heart is indicting me concerning a matter, and I'm dancing.
Someone said, do you not see the video they made about you? Or they made about your son? I said, they made it for you, not me.
For me, there's only one video. It is my heart that sees it. And I'm saying, it is filled with joy. Well, but they are calling you bad names. I didn't hear that. I just came from the throne. And in the throne, I heard the Father say, you are my beloved. So please, please, don't even be around me. If you hear the melody of the earth, I don't want to know it.
Make the cipher people spiritual dancers.
If they are not born again, if they are not filled with the Spirit, cipher is not going anywhere. But when they begin to dance, and they are dancing in the Holy Ghost, because there is a melody in their heart. Optilas is singing in the Holy Ghost because there is a melody in their heart. They live in a world that is not this world. I don't want to stay here anymore.
Nobody can coerce or must coerce anybody to give anything. Because the moment you do that, it does not come from the church of the heart. I need to stop. No, leader. God can use 10 or he can use 1 if you live in the right place. And what he wants to do right now is to use 1. But that one is everyone that is ready. There is wealth underneath the sea. Who can come up to this mountain? If he founded it there, the mountain is not up, it's down. Oh my God. They didn't hear me. Listen. When Jesus went up, became popular, everyone can see him. He went down to the base of wealth. He went to old El captive. And the instrument of El, he said, behold now, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So it was shown to the world in order for him to go down. Can I tell you something, Spark Nation? You can post on social media, but right now it's time to go down deep and wrestle with the word, wrestle in prayer, wrestle in fasting, wrestle in soul winning, wrestle in giving. Are you ready for this move? In case you didn't hear me, yesterday I began to call on the power of this call. Jesus was only shown to the world so that he can go down. Spark Nation, you're going to do the withdrawal tactic now. As the world is busy shouting, wanting to call your names and label you, your business is not to change that. Your business is to now fast more, go down more, fight more, go into... Stop everything. Listen. God has distracted the world. Pastor Sam, Pastor Nikki, all of you, you are distraction to the world. So they are there, naming you, doing all their stuff. These real soldiers, which you are going underneath. This is what I need you to do. So this is what I, the Holy Ghost, taught me PT to do. I've caused all this destruction. All of a sudden, I'm locked in my closet 4 hours and I'm not going anywhere. And I'm praying. They are distracted. If you're here and that's what you want to carry for all your life, you've seen for yourself lives that are changing because of your giving. You don't need to stay with us. But in a moment, in the flash of a light, Bookie, talk to me. Rise on your feet, everybody. From now on, you can register for Thursday and Friday service. This is what I'm going to be teaching. I've just come to give you an introduction. And all through this week, God will be speaking to you, showing you the depth of the mysteries of Christ. How deep, how wide, how high, how wide. My libra to sokia kata.